The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, Riggins.
Hey.
What would you think if we changed Tech D Rob's nickname from Tech D Rob to Flash Rob?
Flash Rob? I don't get it.
Like a flash mob.
Oh,
Flash Rob.
Flash Rob. I like that.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. Is there anyone less likely to join a flash mob?
And if we could create a fan club for Rob, we could call them Robsters.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Like lobsters. Robsters.
Lobsters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or mobsters. Huh?
Yeah. Huh?
Am I right? Huh? Am I right?
Yeah, we got to work on that.
There's no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's better than, you know, what we call him when we're not on the radio. We don't call him Tech D Rob. We just call him Shithead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah.
I noticed you're calling Lindsay Lynn. Is that new?
No.
Lynn.
I didn't notice it the other day either.
Everybody calls me. He's been calling me that now. I don't know. You haven't said it on air before until. Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, because all of her friends call her that.
Yeah, I mean, you've called
her
that
all the time. Yeah.
Insanity.
Well, I don't call her Lenny, which a lot of her friends call her Lenny.
Yeah. Well, more so Lynn now, but yeah, it was Lenny for a long time.
I don't think I like that one.
Which, by the way, is Charlemagne the God's name, Lenny. Leonard.
Is it really?
Yeah. A nerd.
Charlemagne.
Leonard.
You love Charlemagne the God, don't you?
I can't stand that bastard.
You still like? I know you used to like him more.
His name's Leonard without an O. Leonard.
Yeah.
So it's Leonard.
Yeah. Leonard.
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 It's more like it.
Oh, he's from Charleston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's trashy. But anyway, so. I didn't realize that y'all didn't know that everybody used to call her Lynn. For short. It's short for Lindsay.
Oh.
Yeah. Lindsay.
Got it.
Lindsay.
Makes sense.
Some things, you know, she'd be talking a lot. I miss some stuff here.
she'd be mouthing a lot.
Yeah, between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both big talkers, Rob and Lindsay.
I've knocked out about 3/4 of a crossword puzzle. It has just been nonstop.
That's why we can't get to recording like on time, because I'll just talk and talk. Yeah. You've got to just.
Yeah. I mean, a minute ago, I hit the record thing. So I'm sure whenever it plays on the podcast of the regular old show, it's going to hear Rob going, hoo-ah!
Yes.
I was hoping you heard me. No, don't stop it, please.
Yeah.
All right, so Riggins and I may get a chance to talk in just a couple of minutes on the Extra Funny, so we'll find out next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
What do you mean somebody loves Lindsay on YouTube?
We got a comment on yesterday's.
Oh, it's on the comment is on YouTube, not that she's on YouTube by herself, doing. You know, dance classes. Or something.
It was our regular show yesterday. People were like, "Love Lindsay, y'all are so funny."
I paid them.
Gross.
I gotta pay people to do that these days.
Yeah, we know. Huh?
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah,
sure.
So that was no joke though, Riggins. Have you seen that? Lindsay will just pick a parking spot, a different one every day, and
it was no joke.
She's in yours today.
Every day, it's a difference.
Y'all are very routine about where. So it's not a joke that you like your spots.
No, I don't care. I don't care where I park, but it is an interesting thing that you picked a different spot every day.
Sometimes I'm doing mascara, and I just have to keep going until I. And sometimes I'm ready, and I just pull in that. I'm not going to lie. Riggins' spot is the easiest to get into.
Yeah, it's the best one.
So I get it now. But a lot of times, maybe I'm like looking at something. You know, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah.
Which is never good when you're driving.
Mm. No, it's fine. And listen, historically, the women on the show get preferential treatment. And that I think that's totally fine. Sure. And I think that's probably the way it should be.
I love that.
You pick the spot and we will adjust as needed.
Okay, great.
Don't feel weird about it.
I feel weird.
We did one of those brainstorming things where we would do a retreat to the mountains. And it was when Gwen was working with us. And all of the guys had to like double up in bunk beds and, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And Gwen got the master suite with the double doors, that, you know,
yeah,
the whole thing, bathroom that you could land a plane in and all that. And,
oh, that's
and
funny.
Some of us are sleeping on the carpet upstairs.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the women always get the proper stuff.
Oh, I love
and it's
that.
The right thing to do when you're working with a bunch of guys, you try to make certain accommodations for the woman.
Yeah.
And I think that's totally gentlemanly.
So
I love that.
Do people ask you, though, Lindsay, what it's like working with us and being the only woman around and all of that?
That's the one question I get all the time. And I think that's the only question I get. Like, how's it working with them? I'm like, good. I mean, there's so much. I mean, you don't. It's people I don't know, typically.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you say? I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with everybody's you know, their personality. Yeah. Yeah, it's good. I mean.
So do they assume that we just like fart in front of you and do gross things and, you know, man kind of stuff like that?
I don't know what they think, but they definitely think whatever your personality is on air is not the same. And I'm like, no, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why would we be any different? Mm-hmm. You know? And basically, it's an insult because maybe they think I'm different.
Yeah, they probably do.
You know?
Yeah, if they don't know you.
Or if they do know, but even people that do know me, I'm kind of insulted. I'm like, I'm the same person, am I not, that I'm on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm thinking maybe they think I'm not the same. And then, you know, it gets in my head. I don't know. Don't talk yeah, to me is what I'm saying.
Gets in
don't,
your head.
Yeah. Don't talk to me. No, I'm just kidding.
But we have never, you can attest to that. We have never done like gross man thing, like fart in front of you and do that kind of stuff.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I think working with women would be grosser.
Yeah, because she farts in front of us all the time.
No, yeah.
No, I do not.
Yes.
I have never done, I don't do that.
She can clear a room.
Mm.
That's not true. Now, no, I am more gross in my day because I feel like I'm sick all the time. Like I have
congestion
all the time. Like, I should stop making out with my children, but not literally, but I do kiss them on the lips. So. I do. I grab them, I just kiss them, and they're sick. And anyway.
But I think that you're right. I think when people assume it's a lot of guys, there's farting,
yeah,
burping, really crass
nothing
things
but
being said.
Yeah, talking about nasty things yeah, and vulgar and, yeah, and all that.
And that's just not the case.
No.
And I'm sure that does happen in a lot of places where the guys are just Neanderthals,
yeah,
but you know we're not,
yeah,
for like, the most part.
And even when there's not a woman around, or you know, when there's not one working with us, at the time, we don't fart in front of each other and stuff.
No,
we got manners.
No.
Yeah, and this show specifically, like this room, nothing has gone on, not on air, that's on air,
yeah,
or vice versa, you know, whatever. Now I have, there has been someone before on the show that, I mean, we've worked with a lot of people, let's
careful,
be honest, but
careful.
No, I'm saying, I'm never saying no, we've worked with, we've had a lot of people coming
true.
Through, like not on the show, but like, what was their job title? I don't even know.
Are you just talking shit about interns?
Managers and, or, you know,
there's only been one manager of the show.
Not manager. What am I trying to say?
Program directors, okay. Producers.
Gotcha.
We've worked with a lot. We were at a radio station, yeah, you know?
That is true. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of radio employees that are disgusting.
Oh,
no doubt about it.
Yeah.
We're just not, we're not one of them.
No.
A few of them.
We didn't even fit in there.
No.
Many places.
One of my favorite stories of someone just being a blatant asshole was when Lindsay first started working with us, and she was still an NBA dancer. There was a guy that worked in the sales department, and we didn't know him. I just thought he's, you know, he's a cool guy. We knew that he was the top salesperson, but he hadn't shown us any signs of being a jerk mm-hmm. at that point. And he was all about it was called the Charlotte Bobcats back then, the NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
He was all about the Lady Cats.
Mm-hmm.
And so he even had their calendar up, not the bikini calendar, but the one where they were all in their cheerleading uniforms and stuff. He had that in his cubicle. And so I was showing Lindsay around the radio station because she was starting like that Monday or something. And I said, and this is the sales department. This is where the people work who sell advertising, and that's how the station makes money and all of that. And I'm showing her. And there were a few people in there that I introduced her to. And then he was in there. And let's say his name's Hank. And I said, Lindsay, this is – before we walked over, I said, hey, this guy loves the Lady Cats stuff, so I'm going to introduce you to him. She's like, okay, fine. I said, Hank, this is Lindsay. Lindsay, this is Hank. He's one of our account executives. And I said, oh, nice to meet you. He's like, oh, yeah. Aren't you one of the Lady Cats? She goes, yeah. And he goes, oh, okay, nice to meet you. So then we walk away, and then he comes chasing us down. I go, hey, as a matter of fact, hey, I'm sorry. Could you do me a favor? I'm taking some clients to the game tonight. And I'm trying to impress them. I'm trying to get them to sign a contract to do some advertising. I'm going to be sitting, and then he named the seat and the row, which was close to courtside. Mm-hmm. Hey, would you mind waving up at them or something? It's just like, you know.
Like a nice gesture. Yeah. Like, I know you.
Mm-hmm. And so then you tell what happened after that.
So during the game, I was out doing a t-shirt toss, you know, where the Lady Cats throw the t-shirt, and I see him. I mean, he's a pretty tall guy. I see him. I wave. I'm like, hey, Hank, hey, hey. He literally looks at me and looks away, like he doesn't even see me. He doesn't even see me, and I know he sees me.
Yeah.
Well, he's about three or four rows up. I mean, he's in my face, and he...
But he was trying to act so cool in front of his buddies, which I don't even know if they were potential clients. They could have just been his friends.
Yeah.
He was not cool. You know, if he thought it was going to look cool for him to know one of the Lady Cats and she's waving at him in the crowd, he figured they would think he's even more of a badass if the Lady Cat wants him and he's not having any part of it.
I was mortified. I came in the next day and I was like, this mother... No, I was so mad because and he's not someone I would ever like point out because he's just annoying. Like he just was.
Oh, I'm dying to know who this is.
You know who it was.
Oh, you know.
Write the name down. Mm.
I'll text it to you.
Okay.
So it was embarrassing too.
But then after the game, didn't he come and his buddies wanted a picture with you?
Yeah.
And then they said something about, you want us to get yours? He's like, well, I guess, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Like it was like he couldn't care less.
Mm-hmm. That is funny.
But he set her up to look like she liked him, and he didn't he didn't care.
I mean, I was waving the whole 30-second to a minute.
Three rows back off the court. I mean, you're literally right there. I mean, you couldn't have ignored it. But why would you think that that's cool to be like, oh, look at her waving. I'm not going to even acknowledge her. You're dummy. And you're just like not cool.
Yeah. And I mean, he's older than me. So like he's a grown adult, like acting like a teenager.
You should just flipped him off. Like,
yeah.
I know.
But honestly
hurt my feel. I mean, just because I'm like, he played me. Like, you don't play me.
Yeah.
Like.
Well.
And I couldn't help but when she told me the story.
Gosh.
Laugh. Like, what a jerk.
Oh, it's funny. But yeah.
And then he would always ask for favors and stuff, you know, whatever they needed us to do. Like, and I just was not having it.
What a tool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, is she, and he's looks like, around, like, is it me? Like, is she look, oh, it is me. Okay. Like, but
you give her the chin. Sup.
Oh, my God.
All right. Hey, look at that old desperate girl trying to get on board this train, the Hank train.
Yeah.
Hank train. Wow. Hard. Did you throw him a t-shirt at least?
I can't remember if I threw it. I don't
know. Should have gotten that t-shirt cannon and fired it right at his chest.
But you said the guys with him were nice.
Yeah, they were great. I mean, he just acted like, oh, it's just some girl I don't even know. Like, no, we work together.
Mm-hmm. That is funny.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And embarrassing too, because you're not supposed to wave. I mean, technically, we weren't supposed to single people out and wave. I mean, we're just, you know, but I'd made an exception. I'm like,
after all these years, would it upset you to know that I told him to do that?
Oh,
you are, you I better didn't. Be joking. Okay. I'm like, you better but, be joking.
Would you?
It that does was, sound like something I would do.
100%.
Yeah. And but
it,
I didn't.
It would have been funny, but now I'm just like, all these years, I'm just like, this guy, he's got my calendar picture up. Like, this dude.
That is funny. You're my favorite cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ignore you.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.